Get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. So, today, now you know the kind of person the story or the script is aimed at, and why they should be interested. In a moment, we'll consider the desired response of that audience. But first of all, let's spend a short time today thinking of where that audience is when they're listening to you, because that, too, will help to direct your voice appropriately and emotionally. Now, for instance, won't you naturally change your voice if you're talking on a video that'll be to a room full of people as opposed to one person listening on headphones? Won't you change your style if you're a presenter of a Saturday night radio show or a late night bedtime show? Or if your commercial is for an in-store supermarket read or a commercial that's for a podcast? People listening in different situations. Maybe similar content or the same content, but thinking what the listener will be doing as they hear you will help you create the best, most engaging voice for that message. It'll help style it and focus on the listener. If you imagine them, I don't know, in a car with kids on the way to dropping them off at school before you head off to work, hearing the announcement on an airport tannoy as they wait for their flight to be announced, or taking a shower before bedtime, or maybe don't imagine them taking a shower before bedtime, but you get the idea. If you can picture where someone is while they're listening to your message, again, it's another step on the road to conversationality. It's key number 7. It's a small and perhaps subtle change, but even if it makes an incremental difference to your style, then it's one that will benefit your connection with the listener as you become step by step more conversational. Yeah, it's key number 7 in our Keys to Conversationality on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, it won't surprise you to hear, it's key 8. Know what the desired response is of the audience you're targeting. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.